Scott, you've been covering in detail the drama that is unfolding at the Basalt Town Hall, and this has to do with the town manager, and perhaps he has a conflict of interest in representing a Mid-Valley developer.
So Mike Scanlon quit as the Basalt Town Manager in mid-August, and he and the town council are still trying to negotiate a severance deal, and nothing's been forthcoming. Mike reappeared in the Valley this last week, I guess. He was introduced as part of the development team for a project called the Tree Farm, which is proposed outside of Basalt, so Basalt's not reviewing it. But Basalt's had a keen interest in this project in the past because it's within its urban growth boundary or an area within, you know, the town's sphere of influence. So there's no direct conflict as in Mike is representing a project that would be going before the town council. However, there is a gray area, and the town council held an executive session. They discussed it with their town attorney, Tom Smith, and a consulting attorney from Denver, Steve Dawes. And they came out of that 20-minute executive session and just had kind of an ambiguous statement that said, essentially, we reserve the right to say that him representing this Mid-Valley developer is a conflict with our code of ethics and therefore violates the employment agreement that he had when he was with the town. The grounds for that, and again, they're not saying it definitively, but they're saying they're looking into it. The grounds for that may be because Mike had played an active role in lobbying the Eagle County Commissioners not to approve the project, the Eagle County Planning Commission for this neck of the woods. He was lobbying them last year not to approve that project unless some major revisions were made. And now he's working with the team. And Mike said last week that he feels like that team has now incorporated some of those revisions that he was lobbying for last year.
But Scott, just a quick question from your story. I thought it said at the end that code of ethics had no real legal force whatsoever. That it wasn't binding on anybody, that it was just sort of guidelines. So are they looking at finding some way to make this part of their negotiations for his severance package?
That seems to be the case to me. Because as it says, it's a guideline, and I don't know how you could, what could you do to enforce it with someone that's no longer in your employment, you know? So I'm thinking that it's probably something that they are looking into with possible leverage in these negotiations that are ongoing.
Isn't there also a potential for litigation between Mike Scanlon and the town?
Sure seems like it. I mean, if they can't, it's been, mid-August till mid-November, and they haven't been able to come up with a negotiated settlement, so you would think that the next step is litigation.
Once again, I mean, it sort of feels like Basalt is, continuing to be a bit of a snake pit down there. If I can quote myself, I wrote a column a number of months ago where I was comparing Basalt to somebody who wins the lottery and 2 years later is broken in jail. And the town, ever since they got that plot of land where they moved the trailer park, the town just seems to have fallen apart and fallen into extremely nasty recriminations that spilled over into the election, and feels as if it's continuing with this whole Scanlon business.